I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Frédéric Chopin was one of the greatest pianists of his day. Every single piece of music he wrote used the piano. Chopin was born in 1810 in a town just outside of Warsaw, Poland. But his name doesn't sound very Polish. That's because Chopin's father was born in France. He moved to Poland, married a Polish woman, and wound up staying for the rest of his life. Frédéric Chopin did just the opposite of his father. As a young man, he moved to France and stayed there for the rest of his life. And he never got married. His mother was the one who introduced Chopin to the piano. By the time he was six, Chopin not only played phenomenally well, he was also starting to compose. So his parents got him a music teacher, but he wasn't a pianist, he was a violinist. Since Chopin's teacher couldn't really show him how to play his instrument, he showed him what to play instead, leading him through all kinds of keyboard music by great composers. Because he never had an expert piano teacher, Chopin came up with his own unique style of playing. Chopin's family moved to Warsaw, and that's where he gave his first concert at the age of eight. But Chopin quickly found out that he didn't enjoy performing in public. In spite of the fact that he was so famous, he actually gave very few concerts for paying audiences. He preferred playing in private homes for small groups of friends. By the time Chopin was 20, he was pretty bored with Warsaw. So he set off to seek his musical fortune in other European cities. He was a big hit in Vienna, but when Chopin reached Paris, that's where he decided to stay. First of all, there was the French connection of his father's background. Also, as much as he loved Poland, Chopin hated the thought of going home. That's because there had been an unsuccessful revolution against Poland's Russian rulers, who were now completely in charge. Chopin was very unhappy thinking of the country he loved being dominated by Russia. There's a story that when Chopin left Poland, some friends gave him a silver goblet full of Polish soil, which he carried around with him for the rest of his life. That's probably not true, but Chopin did continue to be a passionate Polish patriot, even though he never returned to his native country. Chopin made a big splash in Paris, so even though he didn't like giving concerts, he had no trouble making a living. Lots of people bought the music he wrote and took very expensive piano lessons from him. While he was in France, Chopin had an interesting girlfriend named George. Actually, her name wasn't really George, it was Aurore, French for Aurora. Since back then it wasn't acceptable for a woman to be a writer, Aurore Dudevant wrote under the name Georges Sand, George Sand. Sometimes she even dressed like a man. Frédéric Chopin was never healthy. When he was only 39, he died of tuberculosis. He was buried in France, and a special box of Polish earth was imported to sprinkle on his grave. But Chopin asked to have his heart removed, put in an urn, and sent to Warsaw. You can still see it there in the Church of the Holy Cross. One kind of piece that Polish composer Frédéric Chopin especially liked writing was the Polonaise, a Polish dance. The Military Polonaise by Frédéric Chopin. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Next time on Classics for Kids, more about the Polonaise. I hope you can join me then.